Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Presently in the studio, we have Ethan Cruz from Imperfect Creatures and Jack King from Je Pleure. They're here to talk about their new runway show called As We Watch the World Go By. How are we doing, gang?
We're good, kia ora.
Doing really good.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you two in the studio, because last time we were in the Botans.
Yeah, that was a great time.
That was a Kiwi time, and you got tattooed right afterwards.
Yeah, man, yeah. Straight to the tattoo.
Was your tattoo healing process all good for that?
Yeah. Smooth sailing.
Nice, it's looking all good?
Yeah.
Nice. Is it shoulder tat?
Yeah, like upper shoulder sort of area.
Hell yeah. Now, was the Imperfect Creatures and Je Pleure event from 2022 the last fashion show that you guys organised together?
Yeah, it was. It was a showroom installation, so it was, 2 years ago, 2022.
Yeah.
So after that event, that's when we started kind of planning, we need to do a runway show next, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after being in that space and just like, you know, putting on an event that is fashion related but is sort of just a space where people can come and like talk about fashion. Mm-hmm. It was like the first step. So after that, it was just locking into planning and just like, what are we going to do now? You know, what's the next mission?
So does As We Watch the World Go By have a similar kind of ethos or kaupapa of platforming, you know, otipoti fashion natives, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. And like Aotearoa as a whole.
So
Jack and I are part organising it with two other friends from Wellington.
Oh, cool.
James Warrender and Finn Moorhill. Uh-huh. So we're like a team of four creating this event. So, yeah.
So James runs the brand New Life Studios, and they've previously hosted runway shows in Wellington. So we've got him on board, and then Finn runs Fringes Garments, which is an awesome fashion brand. So he's just graduated. It's a good team of four, and been planning for almost a year now.
Awesome. Now, I'm curious, how do you arrive at the name As We Watch the World Go By? Where'd that come from?
Well, just like a lot of discussion, finding a name for like an entity or a brand is always really hard because it's like quite crucial.
I think we came up with the name. I was working up in Wellington and I was travelling around a lot, and I think it was like 2 months of trying to come up with this name, and all of a sudden I'm like, let's just do As We Watch the World Go By, and like it kind of all collectively worked because the amount of things we're trying to plan and do, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just, with the amount of people we're going to have involved and just what the world is right now, it just fit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ran with that, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have anything to add?
Not really. Like it was just something that could encapsulate like a vision and like, you know, sort of like a, it was kind of the mindset of all four of us when we were sitting down to organize this. Like, we were talking about like fragments and like shattered things and trying to like formulate a name through that, and then it was kind of like, all in all, what we were sort of all trying to say was like, it's just a showcase of a group of people, and we all come from different walks of life, and you can come and join us and watch the world go by.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. That's dope. There's a huge range of curators at this show. Are they all presenting fashion, or is there going to be some more like traditional art there too?
It's all fashion. So,
all fashion.
We've got 22 designers from all around Aotearoa that are doing 3 looks, mm-hmm. so 3 full outfits, and then the 4 of us organising the show are doing 5 outfits.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's 86 outfits in total. So, yeah, it's going to be really awesome. We're so excited about
it. How long does 86 outfits take for a show?
Well, we've been trying to like work that out.
Yeah.
Do the math, get some formulas on that.
Yeah. We've got like a intermission in the show, and the Raza Dance School's gonna do a performance as well, which is awesome.
Cool.
So we're thinking the show all in all will be sort of around 2 hours.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's
rough estimate.
When choosing like who can present this stuff, was there any much of a kind of aesthetic preference or like? Yeah, was there much of an aesthetic preference or like prerequisite, or was the selection process for the curators pretty like broad and open?
It was pretty broad and open. We had, we offered designers to start applying last October, and I think the perfect amount of designers applied, so we were just instantly like, yep.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't like, we weren't too limited.
Yeah.
I mean, we wanted as many as we could, but we didn't want to go too far.
You don't want any like quality control issues or anything like that. Yeah.
It changed really quick though. Like at first we were like, okay, we're going to curate like a group of people that fit this vibe, and then the applications kept sort of rolling in, and we were at maybe like 15 designers and we're like, okay, this is getting pretty big now. And then more people kept applying, and at that point for us we were like, well, we're already in so deep, like we might as well just keep taking more people on. And we just ended up taking everyone that applied, which we're like really, really happy we could do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you guys are still in need of some models, correct?
Yes, we have a casting on Monday the 11th in the hub.
4:30 to 6:30, come through.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyone, we need a diverse amount of models, so...
Cool. Yeah, we just wanted it to be open so that, you know, anyone that feels like strutting their stuff can come through and, you know, give it a crack.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope, man. That's so awesome. I might even come down myself.
Yeah, come down.
Me and Alex.
Yeah.
Please do.
That'd be so legit, eh? Have you guys seen much of what people are bringing to the show, curator-wise?
Not really, no.
That was a complete surprise.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We've been checking in with all of our designers and making sure that no one's, you know, drowning or anything.
Yeah, they're on track.
Everyone's on track. Like, there's a lot of work to be done, and everyone's leading busy lives outside of making this collection for the show. But, yeah, everyone's tracking along, and they know that, you know, they need to come with their clothes. So, yeah.
No, that's
we've seen bits and pieces, but for the most part, it's going to be just as fresh to us as it is to the guests watching. So, it's quite exciting.
Do you think it's going to be the first of many runways that you guys are going to do?
Definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the start to it all, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, where that direction takes from here is unknown at this point, but it definitely is the beginning of something, you know? Like, we're not going to disappear after this, we'll still be around.
Yeah. Awesome. And with you guys, are you, with your outfits that you're designing for the show, are you taking... are you going to be going in the same kind of aesthetic lane as your respective brands, or are you guys going to try something a little bit different?
Well, we all have a brief that we're going off
that
we've given out to all the designers, and it's based around existentialism. So we're designing to that and to see how our designers interpret it. But I think we're all definitely taking new styles. You know, we're, you know, trying new things. But it's definitely... For me, as a player, it's going to be a bit similar to how I portray things, but yeah, it's going to be a bit different as well.
So the existentialism theme kind of connects with as we watch the world go by,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Just wanted to have like an overarching theme that everyone designs to that's not like... It's not a theme that sort of like binds you to something. It's very open and can be interpreted in many ways, but it just sort of gives the show this like overall aesthetic that we can like encapsulate and share a message through everyone's collections.
A bit of a framework.
Yeah, a bit of a framework for sure.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And I heard you mention earlier before the show that this runway was kind of a way to get people into the art industry who might not have tried beforehand because there's a bit of a high barrier.
Yeah, that was like... one of the biggest like pushes for us to do the show. Like, I've been fortunate enough to go through Polytech and have some opportunities come to me in terms of like fashion shows in New Zealand with ID and New Zealand Fashion Week. But if you don't go through an institute, getting into those events is really hard. It basically just costs money. ID is amazing. They don't have as much of a barrier to enter as Fashion Week. But yeah, we just wanted to be able to create this like show where people don't have to pay to enter. They just show up with their clothes, and you know, we can provide an opportunity to get them in front of some industry people and just have their creations seen, you know. Give it a platform.
Now, Jack, did you go to fashion school?
I did 1 year.
1 year. And how have you found kind of navigating the fashion world, given that you didn't go through a full course?
Challenging. Sure. I think it's just... I've just taken the action to try and break through the conventional side of it, you know. Starting things up, you know, with friends and from the ground up, it's such a process, but I feel like it's starting to work out a lot more, and yeah.
I feel like Jack and I work really well because we've both approached it like almost the complete opposite way. Like, he started a brand and has been working so hard on that for so many years and then decided to come into fashion. And for me, I went straight into fashion with no experience and then through that formulated a brand. So like, I don't know, we have like we just come together to create quite a good team, and we have like different views that work with each other, you know.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. Similar but same, you know.
Yeah.
We're different but we're the same. That's a classic saying.
Yeah,
no, you guys are absolute tour de force.
yeah.
Absolute. I guess lastly, where and when is the show, and how can people buy tickets?
The show is located at King Edward Court, which was founded in 1889.
Wow.
It was the like the old Polytech, so dressmaking used to go down there, so we thought it was the great fit to what we're trying to show. We also have a studio there which helps with the show, you know. And you can get tickets at worldgobuy.co.nz.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're getting pretty thin, so
yeah,
get in now before they're sold out.
Dope. And it's April the 6th, correct?
April 6th, Saturday night.
Awesome.
Doors open at 6 p.m.
Cool, and that's part of AD Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. So last event for the week.
Dope. It'll be an awesome way to cap it all off.
Yeah. It's going to be a really special night.
Awesome.
I mean, you have the choice of GA tickets or GA plus after parties, so after parties are getting real tight, so get onto that.
Yeah. I might need to buy my own soon.
Yeah. Please.
Alrighty.
Just come model for us.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Get free entry,
yeah.
And then on the Monday after the show, the week ahead, we're opening up a showroom at hopefully the same location that Ethan and I had our pop-up shop.
Oh, wow.
To showcase all the designers' creations and just continue the energy going. And yeah.
And just open it. Like, with runways, it's this thing where people put in so much work and it happens in an instant, and the garments walk past you at such a rate where like you only catch a glimpse of them. So we wanted to be able to open the showroom back up and just have a week where everyone's collections are sitting there and anyone from the public can come and interact and see the garments and try them on, and if they want they can buy them. But yeah, just trying to veer away from traditional runway as much as possible and offer a new sort of experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for coming on to the program.
Thank you so for having us.
Yeah, no worries at all. Alrighty. That was Jack King and Ethan Cruz, who are organising an incredible runway show as part of ID Fashion Week. As we watch the world go by, go to worldgobuy.co.nz to buy some tickets. It's on April 6th. And yeah, love the co-pumper. It's currently 12:15.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.